谢谢我们的敬拜团队。
Thank you for our worship team.
带领我们，一起来到神的家里敬拜。
They have guided us to worship in the house of God.
借着诗歌，让我们继续回想神无尽的恩典。
Through all praise song to help us to remember all the unending graces from Lord.
他无比的大爱，让我们献上真诚的感恩。
He's majesty love has really helped us to really give all this praises to him.
今年呢，在我们的中文堂，我们主要在查考哪一卷书？创世纪，哦
okay.
大家都还记得。
In this year, in our Chinese worship, what kind of book did we check? Did we study? Is the book of Genesis, right?
Yeah. 在这卷书呢，一到十一章，它描写了四个大的事件。
So from this book, from chapter 1 to 11, has described 4 major events.
开始他说，神创造万物，并且按照他自己的形象。造男造女。
In the beginning, it says God has created the universe and everything in it, and also through His own image, He has created a man and woman.
但是他也让我们看到人的堕落，大洪水的审判临到我们。
Then He also showed us that through the fall of human, of mankind, the judgment of the flood.
在巴别塔事件之后，神按照他的旨意，把人类分散在全地。
After the events of Babel, God has scattered all mankind throughout the earth.
在十二章开始，神拣选了亚伯拉罕。
In the beginning of chapter 12, God has chosen Abraham.
不但赐福于他。并且要他和他的后裔成为万民的祝福。
Not only to give him blessing, but also give him promises that his offspring will become the blessings of the whole nations.
然后我们就看到属灵的传承，从亚伯拉罕的儿子以撒继续传给他的孙子雅各。
We have also seen that the spiritual inheritance has also been passed through Abraham's son Isaac to his grandson Jacob.
然后雅各更被神改他的名字成为以色列。
And also Jacob his name has been changed by God to Israel.
神给雅各十二个儿子，让他们成为以色列十二个支派的祖先。
God has given him 12 sons, so they became the ancestors of the 12 tribes in Israel.
我知道很多人喜欢读故事，跟我一样。
I know a lot of people love to read stories just like me.
但是圣经里面的故事却带来很多属灵的含义。
But the stories in Bible has bring us a lot of meanings. About spiritual meanings.
在过去几个主日，我们的信息呢集中在约瑟，集中在雅各的儿子约瑟的身上。
In the past few Sundays, our message has been focused on the son of Jacob, Joseph.
虽然约瑟他经历了各样的患难
，even though through all kinds of hardships，
但是他对神的信心全然没有。丝毫的动摇。
But Joseph's faith toward God has never been shaken.
更在大患难的时候，拯救了埃及全地以及以色列全家。
And also through these big hardships, Joseph not only saved the whole house of Israel, but also all the land of Egypt.
所以我们常说，约瑟的故事预表了主耶稣对全人类的救恩。
Therefore, that we often say, the story of Joseph has really prophesizing the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ to all mankind.
创世纪成为整卷圣经的第一卷书，是因为它让我们看见神 永恒不败的恩典。
The reason why Genesis is the first books of the whole Bible is because God has let us see through there that His love, His grace is really eternal and undefeated.
神的恩典超越了我们面对的困境和苦难。
His grace has really helped us surpass our predicaments and sufferings.
因着神的慈爱和信实，更成为我们世世代代的盼望。
Also because of His love and faithfulness, it has become the love throughout the generations.
今天我们要再回来看约瑟的父亲雅各。
Now we're going to come back to look at the story of Joseph's father, Jacob.
神赐雅各有先知的异象，在离世之前，他可以为他的儿子们述说他们的未来，而且为他们祝福。
Well, God has given the vision to Jacob, so he has a vision of a prophet. Before he is passing, he is able to prophesizing and bless his 12 children.
在开始之前，让我们一起低头向神献上我们的感恩。
Before we start, let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱天父，在感恩的季节里，我们要更多来思想你在我们每一个人身上的恩典。
Our Heavenly Father, in this Thanksgiving season, we have to abundantly really reflecting all the grace and all the deeds you have done in our life.
就像刚才我们唱的诗歌《奇异恩典》一样。
Just like earlier the song we had sang, the Amazing Grace.
在我们悖逆犯罪的时候，你差遣你的爱子来拯救我们。
When we are rebellious and we also sinned, you still send your son to rescue us.
让我们能够脱离罪恶的捆绑。
So we can really break free the bondage of sin.
更因着你白白赐下的救恩，让我们可以领受那永远的生命。
Also because of this free grace you have given us, we can really take the eternal life.
求主你继续塑造我们的生命。
Lord, please continue to mold our life.
让我们也能够成为我们周围人的祝福。
So we can also be the blessing of people around us.
也让我们教会能够成为社区的盼望。
Let our church can also be the hope of the whole community.
我们这样子的感恩祈求侍奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Our praise and our gratefulness is using Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，那请大家打开圣经，我们可以翻到创世纪四十七章。
Now let us open the Bible to Genesis chapter 47.
我们在之前看到，因着神的同在，约瑟不但救了全地的百姓，也使埃及成为当时最强大的国家。
Early we saw through Bible that because of God's presence, Joseph not also saved all the people in Egypt, but also through the famines, not to be extinguished in the famine, but also made Pharaoh become the most powerful king at that time.
为了逃避大饥荒，雅各也带着全家下到埃及来投靠做宰相的约瑟。
In order to escape the famine, Jacob and his whole family moved down to Egypt to seek refuges from his son Joseph, who has become the rulers of that nation.
在神的恩典之下，法老竟然把埃及最好的地给了以色列全家。
Through God's grace, Pharaoh has given the best land to Jacob and his whole family.
130岁的雅各也以长子的身份为法老来祝福。
And also, at this time that Jacob has been 130 years old. He also acted as the elder to bless for Pharaoh.
因为神告诉亚伯拉罕和他的后裔说，为你祝福的，我必祝福与他。
Because God has told Abraham's offspring, he said, I will bless those who bless you.
地上的万族都要因你而得福。
All nations will be blessed through you.
我们看到年老的雅各，他又在埃及住了17年。
We saw that at that time, the aging Jacob has also lived in Egypt for another 17 years.
他亲眼看到神怎么样赐福埃及的百姓。
Through his own eye, he witnessed how God has really blessed the Israel.
让他们物质丰富，儿女成群。
So that they were fruitful and also multiplied greatly.
而且雅各他记得在他离开迦南去埃及的时候，神曾经对他应许。
And also, Jacob still remembered that when he was leaving Canaan, leaving Canaan, and God has promised him.
神要和他一同下到埃及，而且也必定带他回来。
God said that he will go down to Egypt with him, and will surely bring him back again.
所以雅各他要求儿子约瑟务必将自己的骸骨带回应许之地，而且跟亚伯拉罕、雅各一起埋葬。
So for sure that Jacob really wants Joseph to really carry him back to the promised land and buried with his fathers Abraham and Isaac.
这也是在表明雅各对神的信心，相信神对他的应许绝对不会落空。
This has really demonstrated that the faith that Jacob has to God, knowing that God's promise will never be in vain.
接着我们看到雅各他病重的时候。
Then later on, we also saw that when Jacob was ill,
约瑟带着他两个在埃及出生的儿子来看爸爸。
Then Joseph brought two sons from Egypt to visit his father.
雅各他不但为这两个孙子来祝福。
Not only Jacob blessed his two grandchildren.
而且他更收纳他的孙子成为他的儿子。
He also received his grandchildren to be his sons.
让约瑟的后代可以领受双倍的祝福。
So that the offsprings of Joseph can receive the double blessings.
从创世纪我们可以看到神的赐福和应许不会因为人的离世而终止。
From Genesis, we can see that God's blessing and promises would never be stopped by humans passing.
神赐雅各他父亲的权柄，接着下来他从长到幼分别为12个儿子来祝福。
So God has given the authority to to the father Jacob, and also Jacob acting as the tribal leader has prophesied and blessed his 12 sons from the eldest to the youngest.
首先他的长子叫流便。
First of all, his oldest son's name is Reuben.
可是他与父亲的妾发生了不轨的行为。
But because Reuben has laid with his father's concubine,
他放纵情欲，使他失去了长子的名分。
He desired the flesh, which lost his birthright.
所以我们刚刚说过，他那个双倍的祝福归于约瑟的两个儿子。
Therefore, his double blessing has been given as a birthright has been given to the two sons of Joseph.
接下来，老二跟老三，他们也曾经因为在世界滥杀无辜。
Then the second son Simeon and the third son Levi, because they have killed a lot of innocent people in Shechem.
他们那种暴烈的怒气。所以他们的子孙将来也会失去产业。
Because of their fierce anger and wrath, their offspring will also lose the inheritance.
雅各一开始对三个儿子这样的责备，也警惕了我们。
Now the rebukes that Jacob for his three sons has also warned us.
当我们做了神所恨恶的事情的时候，不但我们自己受到咒诅，也会让我们的后代受到负面的影响。
So when we did something that displeased God, not only we will be cursed, but also causing our offsprings to be subjected to the long-term negative impact.
但是利未的子孙，他们因为在旷野的时候，他们选择站在神的这一边。
But because of Levi's offsprings, when they were in wilderness, they have chosen to stand on the side of God.
他们跟随他们属灵的领袖摩西，击杀了那些敬拜金牛犊跟犯淫乱的以色列人。
They follow their spiritual leader Moses to smiting the calves of the goats and the people who committed the crime of fornication.
虽然利未他没有自己的产业。
Even though Levites did not have their own inheritance.
但是神拣选他们做全职的来侍奉神。
But God has chosen them to serve him full time.
神说我要成为你们的产业。
God says, I will be your inheritance.
所以圣经不断地应许我们，无论我们过去的生命如何。
Therefore, the Bible kept promised us that no matter how our past lives were,
我们的出生背景如何，
no matter our backgrounds were,
只要我们愿意信靠悔改来接受耶稣基督，
no, as long as we are willing to repent and to accept Jesus Christ,
我们愿意离弃自己的罪恶，神就会赐给我们一个全新的生命。
As long as we're willing to abandon our sins, we will receive this brand new life.
除了前面三个儿子，雅各还有九个。
Besides the first three sons, Jacob still have nine more sons.
雅各把最大的祝福，当然第一个会给了约瑟。
Of course, he has given the biggest blessing to his son Joseph.
但是他也给了犹大。
But also he gave Judah.
在我们看先知说预言的时候，
when we see the prophets prophesying words from prophets,
常常是用一个图像来表示。
Oftentimes they are representing by images.
因为约瑟他有如黑暗中的一盏明灯。
Because Joseph is like a shining light in the darkness.
所以约瑟形容他好像一个多结果子的枝子。
So Jacob has described him as a fruitful bough.
因着神的恩典，神这个约瑟他将神的恩典怎么样满溢出来，不但临到以色列人，更临到外邦人。
Now because of God's grace,So not only overflow him out of him, but also to overflow to the Gentile.
约瑟原来是在家里最受宠的儿子。
Joseph was the favorite son in his home.
他被哥哥卖为奴隶。
He was sold to be a slave.
又被诬害，甚至下到监狱里。
He was also framed to be in jail.
他所经历的远超过我们每一个人可以想象的。
All the hardships she has went through, it's beyond what we can imagine.
但是他无论在什么境况下，他都坚定地相信神是他的牧者，神是他的磐石。
But whatever the circumstances, his face toward God has always been his shepherd, and he knows that God is always his shepherd and his stones.
所以神让他升高，最后成为埃及的宰相。
Therefore, God has exalted him and to become the rulers of Egypt.
他所领受各样属灵的福气，远超过他的弟兄们。
All the blessings he has received surpassed all of his brothers.
我们看到雅各对 约瑟的祝福实在是实至名归。
Now we have seen that the blessing that Jacob has given Joseph is really well deserved.
但是雅各对犹大的祝福却让我们非常的惊讶。
But the blessing that Jacob has for his son, Judah, has really surprised us.
创世纪的作者摩西在描述约瑟生平的时候。
When the author, Moses, when he was written in, Genesis, describing the life of Joseph.
他很巧妙的也把犹大的故事掺杂在中间。
He has cleverly to, intertwine the story of Judah among, that story.
在第37章我们看到约瑟被卖为奴隶其实就是犹大所出的主意。
You know, in chapter 37 in Genesis, we have seen that the reason that Joseph being sold as a slave actually is the idea from Judah.
在接下来38章我们首先看到犹大他妄自娶了迦南的 女子为自己的妻子。
Then continuing chapter 38, we have seen that Judah recklessly married a wife, a woman from Canaan.
他们有三个儿子但是老大竟然行耶和华眼中看为恶的事神就叫他的老大死了。
And bore three sons. The oldest son has done evil in the eye of the Lord, so God has caused him death.
按照当时犹太人的传统当哥哥离世没有儿子的时候弟弟要娶嫂子来为哥哥立后。
At that time, according to Jewish rules, when the older brother died without any offspring, then the younger brother has the responsibility to marry his sister-in-law to bear children for his older brother.
但是弟弟也好不到哪里去他定义不为哥哥立后。
But this younger brother, actually his behavior wasn't that good either. He refused to do that.
因为他也行了耶和华神眼中看为恶的事，所以神也叫他死了。
Because he has done evil as well in the eyes of the Lord, so God also caused him death.
犹大害怕让他的小儿子也娶他玛也死了。
Now Judah is really afraid that if the youngest son also marry the woman Tamar, he may die as well.
所以他跟塔玛说：“我的儿子还小，你先回娘家吧。”
So he finds excuse to tell Tamar that, "Hey, my youngest son is still young, so why don't you go back to your hometown?"
犹大他心里认为，反正你是外邦人，你自己回到你家乡去娶你自己的族人就好。
He was thinking, well, as long as you are Gentile, you might as well just go back to your hometown and marry somebody there.
所以犹大早就把这件事情放诸脑后，早就忘记了。
So after he said that, he totally forgot the whole thing.
在家里等待多年的他玛。
While Tamar has been waiting in her home for a long time,
他却定义要为他的先生立后，而且定义要留在。以色列人的家族当中
She has determined that she's going to be bearing children for his husband, for her husband, and also want to stay among Israelites.
当她听说她的公公会外出经过她家附近的时候
So when she found out that when her father-in-law will pass outside of her home,
她假装打扮成为妓女
She has a dress herself to be like a prostitute.
结果那个私生活不检点的犹大真的让他玛因此怀孕了。
Of course, Judah's private life was not having discretion. He caused Tamar to be pregnant.
当犹大知道了这件事情之后
When Judah found out about this,
他谦卑公开地承认说他比我更有义，更有义。
He humbly and openly admitted that Tamar, who was more righteous than myself.
他看到他自己跟他家人道德的败坏。
He also saw the ruins of the moral standards of himself and his family.
犹大的生命因此改变了。
His life has totally changed.
当饥荒的时候，雅各的儿子第一次到埃及去买粮食的时候。
When it was famine, the first time Jacob's son went to Egypt to sell grains or to buy grains.
Buy grains. Yeah.
Right.
约瑟他扣押了一个儿子叫哥哥西缅，并且跟他们说：“你们下次再来的时候，一定要把你最小的弟弟也带来。”
At that time, that Joseph actually detained his brother Simeon. And also demanded that when they came to buy grains again, make sure to bring their youngest brother with them.
那当然，雅各的儿子买回去的粮食带回去，很快也就吃完了。
Of course, with the grain they bought, very soon it was finished.
为了要拯救以色列全家，犹大向父亲担保，说他。带便雅悯下去，他一定会带他平安的回来。
So at this time that Judah has promised to his father that he will bring Benjamin safely there and make sure that he will be responsible to bring him safely back.
当他们第二次下到埃及的时候，约瑟继续的要试验哥哥们是否有。真心悔改的心。
So the second time when the brothers went to Egypt, now Joseph really want to test whether his brothers have the repentful heart now.
约瑟设计扣押了便雅悯。
So he has plotted to detain Benjamin.
因为便雅悯就是他自己同一个母亲所生的弟弟。
Because Benjamin is the younger brother that from the same mother as his.
在这个关键时刻，犹大挺身而出。
In this key moment, Judah has stepped forward.
他不但向约瑟表明，他的父亲如果没有看到便雅悯，他父亲没有办法活在世界上。
Not only he mentioned that.If the father cannot see Benjamin later, not only will cost him his life.
而且他更愿意代替便雅悯在埃及接受一切的惩罚，在那边做奴隶。
He's also willing to replace Benjamin to take all the punishment to be enslaved in Egypt.
犹大，他体会年老父亲。
Judah can really relate to his father, the elder father's heart.
而且更愿意代替弟弟来接受一切的惩罚。
And be willing to replace his younger brother to accept all the punishment.
他为了家人，其他家人的好处，他愿意牺牲舍己。
Because for the goods of the whole family, he's willing to sacrifice himself.
结果感动了约瑟。让约瑟禁不住的嚎啕大哭，立刻与弟兄相认。
His deed has totally touched Joseph deeply. So Joseph burst into tears and really start to connect with his brother.
犹大在希伯来原文就是赞美的意思。
Judah in Hebrew means praise.
所以雅各对犹大的祝福说：“你的弟兄们必赞美你。”
Therefore, Jacob has blessed Judah to say that your brothers will praise you.
他们都会向你下拜。
They shall bow down before you.
表明犹大具有最尊贵的地位。
Representing that Judah now has the most prestigious position.
狮子是万兽之王。
You know, lion is the king of all animal kingdoms.
龟跟杖都代表着权柄。
Scepters and ruler's staff all representing authority.
细罗其实更正确的翻译是掌权者。
Shelah, the most accurate translation should be the one who has the authority or the one that he comes to whom it belongs.
就是拥有一切权柄的弥赛亚。
That also that means it's the Messiah that has all power.
所以约瑟也借着犹大预告弥赛亚要来临，万民都要归顺他。
So Joseph also using Judah to announce that the Messiahs are coming, and to him shall be the obedience of all people.
在历代志上也为犹大的祝福。为这个约瑟的祝福呢，他做了一个很快的总结。
You know, on the first Chronicles, for the blessing that Jacob has for his son, he also made a summary.
他说，长子的名分要归于约瑟。
It says the blessing of the oldest son would contribute to Joseph.
但是君王要从犹大的后裔而出，
but a chief will come from the offsprings of Judah.
新约的马太福音也让我们看见外邦的女子他玛。
Now in the New Testament, Matthew also saw that this Gentile woman Tamar
竟然和犹大并列在大卫王和耶稣基督荣耀的家谱里面。
Has actually been listed together with Judah in the King of David's and the Lord Jesus Christ in their glorious Genesis.
我们就看见神会使用那位完全信靠顺服的约瑟。
Now we have seen that God will use the Joseph who is total obedience and faithful.
但是神也同样了使用了生命破碎的犹大。
At the same time, God can also use Judah whose life has been broken and imperfect.
当犹大真心悔改归向神之后，
when he has repented and have faith with God.
神使用了他的爱子跟那位浪子一起来完成他救恩的计划。
God really wanted his beloved son and this prodigal sons to together accomplish his great plan.
在雅各的给儿子的祝福当中，也让我们看到我们做父母的责任。
You know, through the example of Jacob's bless his children has also reminded us that as parents,How can we our responsibility for our children?
父母应该成为儿女敬虔的榜样。
We should be the example of reverence for them.
特别是做父亲的，应该是家里属灵的领袖。
Especially as a father, you should be the leader of your home.
要将我们宝贵的信仰传递给我们的后代。
To really passing this spiritual gift to our offsprings.
二十年前的这个时候，我受洗归主。
20 years ago, around about this time, I was baptized.
就是在1996年感恩节之前的那个主日。
It was at years of 1996, the Sunday before Thanksgiving.
因着神格外的恩典，七年以后呼召我和师母准备进入全职的侍奉。
Through God's special grace, 7 years later, He's calling to me and my wife to go into a full-time service.
当然，我们面对最困难的就是我们两个儿子。
Of course, at that time, the most challenged issue were our two children.
他们当时在 UT Austin.
They were studying in UT Austin.
老大问题比较简单。
The oldest son has very simple issues.
他直接地问我们，我们的学费在哪里？
He only asked us, "Where's my tuition later?"
我们的回答就是卖了房子，你们都有学，你们都有学费。
Our answer was, "Well, we sold our home, so you will all have your tuition. No worry."
但是小儿子，他有两个礼拜不肯接我们的电话。
But our younger son was more challenging. He wouldn't accept. He wouldn't talk to us for 2 weeks.
父母要离开了，房子也没有了。
His parents were leaving, and the house was no longer there.
这样的落差他实在没有办法接受。
This kind of drastic change is really too much for him to handle.
但是神改变了他们的心意。
But God has changed their heart later.
两个礼拜之后，两个儿子都说，我们为你们的决定感到骄傲。
2 weeks later, both sons also told us that we are so proud of your decision.
当他们从学校回到我们只有一个房间的公寓的时候，
When they came back from school, back to our one-bedroom apartment,
没有任何的抱怨。
They did not have any complaint.
就把电脑放在茶几上。
Then they put their laptop on their coffee table.
晚上就在客厅打地铺。
At night, they slept in the living room.
过去，我们家好像一国两制。
In the past, our family seems like in one building but two nations.
二楼属于他们，只有吃饭的时候我们家人才会在一起。
The second floor belonged to two of them. They only came down when it's time for meals.
现在神把我们全家紧紧地绑在一起。
Now through this, God has bound all of us so closely.
特别在我们三年回台湾的时候。
Especially during that 3 years when we were in Taiwan.
我们发现两个儿子独立成熟了。
We have found out how mature and independent they have become.
也让他们在学校里认识他们未来的配偶。
And then they met their future spouse in school.
甚至于神还给我格外的恩典，可以为两个儿子来主持他们的婚礼。
And God also giving me an extra blessing that I was able to hold their wedding for them.
上个月我们全家一起回到台湾。
So last month, all of us went back to Taiwan.
这也是我们家人第一次见到我们的媳妇跟我们的小孙女。
This is the first time that my family have seen the granddaughter and also all the daughter-in-laws.
神也把我们放在他的神国的计划当中。
God has also putting us in His kingdom's plan.
从我辞职一直到回台湾之前，我有9个月的空档。
You know, from the time that I quit my job.Until the time I was leaving to Taiwan for training, there were 9 months.
我们当时的小组长夫妇李志涵跟汪永龙就邀请我们一起来到了乌兰。
You know, at that time, our small group leader were brother Long and sister Zhihan. They invited us to come here to Woodland to have a Bible study.
因为有一对才刚接受主耶稣的夫妇，他们愿意来查考圣经。
Because at that time, there were a couple who just accepted Jesus Christ, and they are interested in having Bible study together.
如果我没有记错的话，他们家就在我们教会的附近。
If I still remember it correctly, I think their home is still very close to our church.
而且当初我们查的就是创世纪。
And at that time, what we studied was Genesis.
感谢神，2007年我们回来。
Praise the Lord, in 2007, we came back.
我们继续地服侍北区团契。
We continue to serve North Houston Fellowship.
2012年，神让我们在 Faith Bible Church 开始了我们的主日聚会。
In 2012, God has allowed us to start our Sunday service in Faith Bible Church.
更在去年6月带领我们进入了现在的会堂。
Also in last June, brought us into this new sanctuary, next sanctuary.
当我们进入了下一个阶段的时候，我们的意向也从池塘北区扩展帐幕，进到了承先启后。
Now, continually, our vision has also changed from church planting in North Houston area and expanding God's kingdom.To the transformation generation.
借着栽培门徒，装备我们自己成为神国福音外展的基地。
Through the training of our members, equipping us to become the basis of the gospel spreading.
更要我们走出教会，在各个区社区来拓植小组。
He also wants us to walk out of our church to start seeds of planting churches in all areas.
如果神允许，我们也有可能在南边的 Spring 或者去到北边 Conroe 和 Huntsville 去植堂。
If God allows, maybe we will be able to plant churches either in our southern area, Spring, or northern area like Conroe and Huntsville to plant church.
在现在的时代，求神赐我们勇气跟胆量。
In this generation, we really ask God to give us the courage.
让我们可以向我们周围的人来分享生命更新的恩典。
So we can really share with people around us that the grace, the blessings of renewed life.
传扬基督再来的盼望。
To really proclaim the hope and share grace for life.
今年是我们母会小石顿西区中国教会欢庆25周年的日子。
This year is really the 25th anniversary of our parent church, West Houston Chinese Church.
教会出的欢喜年刊当中记载了许多北区教会他们的见证。
Through this book, so you can see a lot of incidents recorded about how the North Houston Chinese Church is being formed.
如果你还没有拿到的话，等一下聚会结束之后，请务必在后面的圆桌子每一家拿一份。
So if you haven't read this yet, please take one per family to read it.
在假期中间，让我们继续来思想神在我们教会的恩典。
In this holiday season, let us continue to reflect the grace that God has given our church.
今天我们马上也会有一段时间，让大家在神和众人面前来分享过去一年神在你自己身上的恩典。
So later on, we're going to have an opportunity for each one of you to really share the grace that and the blessing God has given you in the passing year.
在你们的周报里面，今天有一张小的白卡片。
Now inside your bulletin.Inside your bulletin, there's a small card.
请大家拿出来，事先写好你想要向神感恩的事项。
Please use that card to record what things would you like to thank God for.
为了要让大家都有分享的时间。
In order to make sure that everybody has an opportunity to share.
我们请大家控制你的时间在一分钟以内。
Let us be really limiting our time of sharing.
如果你们夫妻可以一起上来的话，我们给你们多30秒钟。
Now it's a 1 minute per person, and then if both of you, the husband and wife, come together, we give you extra 30 seconds to share.
在你们分享完以后，南希姐妹也会给我们做一些简短的翻译。
After your sharing, Sister Nancy will also give us a quick.Translation.
如果你需要铅笔的话，我们后面的桌子也有铅笔。
If you need a pen to write, we also have all the pens on the back of the table.
好，在我们请主席上来报告之前，我们先做一个简短的感恩祷告。
Okay, before the chairman come up to report the events, let us pray.
至高全能爱我们的天父。
Our exalted and majestic God.
你以恩典为我们年岁的冠冕。
You have given us these blessings to be our crowns.
你的路径都滴下了脂油。
You know, throughout your path, it's full of the anointed oils.
我们感谢你拣选我们。
We really thank you for choosing us.
你不但改变了我们的生命。
Not only it changed our life.
也要我们成为家人和周围人的祝福。
Also made us to become the blessing of our family and the people around us.
愿雅各的祝福也成为我们自己的祝福。
Lord, may the blessing of Jacob also become the blessing of us.
也让我们都能成为神恩典的管道。
Let us also be the path of God's grace.
让我们的教会成为社区的盼望。
Let our church to be the hope of the whole community.
让神的国继续扩展，直到主耶稣再来。
Let God's kingdom continue expanding until God's coming again.
我们继续把接下来感恩分享的时间恭敬仰望交托在主你自己的手中。
We continue to turn the rest of the Thanksgiving sharing time to God's hand.
愿我们在你面前的赞美跟感恩。
May our praise and our thankfulness
都如同那馨香之祭呈现在你的面前。
All become this wonderful, all become this anointed, I mean, perfumed, how do you call that? 祭. Yeah. Okay, the offerings.
直到我们见你面的日子为止。
Until the day we see you again.
我们这样子的感恩祈求侍奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
The way we pray in Jesus' name, amen.
好，接下来我们把时间交给我们的主席，伟州弟兄跟南希姐妹。